You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. As you know, gentlemen, today is the day that I execute the plan, the move. We got everything ready. She got her stuff ready. Both U-Hauls are ready to go. So yeah, next time I put something out, I will be down in San Diego. Boy, this last weekend was one for my own personal history book. Of course, Saturday, I wasn't expecting anything major to happen. However, a lot of the people that I know were like, hey, we're going to have a party for you, a going away party, if you will. So I'm like, well, I wasn't expecting it. So, but yeah, you know what? No biggie. So they all said, we're going to meet up here and it's going to be a big ass potluck and we're going to take you drinking later. I'm like, oh shit. Here we go. Yeah. I was always reserved, but they knew I had a wild side and they wanted to bring it out. I'm like, oh fuck. So of course I told them as always, hey, whatever happens, I'm gonna blame it on the alcohol. So, but yeah, just a lot of fun, lots of fun, lots of food, lots of dancing. So I was not expecting to have that much fun, but it was a good going away party. So I can't complain. However, Sunday, I decided, you know what? I'm not as hungover as I thought I was. So I'll go to my favorite massage parlor. Sat down, talked to Mama-san, told her that I was leaving. She was like, oh no. I said, yeah, I'm moving down to San Diego because of all the crap that's happening up here. So she was like, I understand. Now me and this Mama-san are on a first name basis. That's how long I've been going to her particular spot. And she's always had a nice rotation of hot little Ling Lings for me to pick from. Man, I don't know where she gets them, but she has a great damn eye. So she was like, well, I tell you what, today's romp, if you want, it's on me. Like, really? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had a couple of new women come in last night. So they're nice and fresh. However, I got to tell you, a lot of the women that have come and have rotated out, they liked you in particular. I'm like, well, why? Well, first things first, you have to understand something. When it comes to black men and the sexual underworld, a lot of sex workers tend to go out of their way to avoid, you know, black guys. And I say, you know what? I understand why. Now, of course, some lowbrow, low vibration thinking black men would say, oh, it's racism. No, it's not that. Black men, unfortunately, have a very notorious reputation in the sexual underworld for being cheap, number one. And number two, not following the rules, the written and unwritten rules. So, how did I become one of the favorites? Well, she told me, first, you were always very clean and well-groomed. I know, gentlemen, it sounds small, but you have to understand how many men these women see throughout the day. So something like that would make someone stick out. And second, I actually treated the women with respect. Now, that was the big key. And that was something that they always told her when it came to me and getting services from them. And it made me pretty much a star, if you will. They were very comfortable. Now, when it came to other black men, they would tend to shy away from them. So I understand when some of them would say, no AA. Hell, you even have pimps, street pimps, that will tell their workers, don't talk to black men. Yeah. Hell, you even have black female sex workers who will say, no black men. Yeah, it sucks, but like I said, there are reasons why. And it's not just about race. Nope. You think these women aren't listening to YouTube videos about black guys talking about no tricking and all that stuff? Shit. Yeah, that's something else. They know. So, of course, me, I follow the rules and I have no problems, you know, throwing a little extra on top of the tip. So that's what made me stick out to them in a good way. So Mama San was like, yeah, we got two new girls that showed up last night. So if you want, you know, you don't have to worry about paying for today. It's on me. So, you know, come back in an hour. Okay. Went home, you know, took me another shower, got nice and freshened up, went back. She showed me the ladies. Now, the first one, I saw her and I was like, oh, man, I want to smash her like no tomorrow. Now, they were both good. But the first one, oh, man, little Chinese little thing. She was all about 5 foot nothing. And she was bad. She was bad. Nice bolt-ons. If I were to compare her to a porn star, it would be CJ Miles. Now, we know she's a tiny little thing, but she was about 5 feet. Now, CJ Miles is about 4'7". I mean, she's a tiny little thing. But yeah, this one that I chose, she'd be in the same body figure as her. So I was like, yep. I choose her. So she was like, yep, you got one free hour. Oh, cool. So of course, got my massage on. Then on the flip, she was like, you want everything? I said, of course. Or I clapped them cheeks something fierce. And she was like, well, Mama-san said you don't have to pay for this one. So I said, yeah, she said that. However, I'm still going to slip you a Benny. She's like, why? I said, well, because you provided great service. And honestly, I would feel bad if I didn't tip you for your service. And she was like, wow. That's why Mama-san said you are always a good customer. I said, yeah. Yep. We both get what we want. I got to clap some cheeks with a nice little lady like you, and you get paid for your services. End of. So then, you know, after my hour was up, Mama-san was like, well, how was she? I said, oh, she was nice. So she was like, well, since you're going down to San Diego, I'm going to personally recommend a few spas for you. Now, one of these spas in particular is a quote unquote hidden spa. You would never know that it was actually a massage parlor. You'd walk right past it. I said, well, that's nice. So she gave me their card, but then she named the other two. Come to find out, she has connections with other Mama-sans down in San Diego. Now, if you guys will remember, I put out a video a while back about a massage parlor named Ocean that was down in, what was it, Kearney Mesa, that they put out a news article about it being shut down. Yeah, I told you guys back in that video, there is a massive network in the sexual underworld between massage parlors. A lot of people know each other. And some of the girls actually went down and worked in San Diego. So that right there is also going to be good. Why? I've got a good reputation in the massage parlor arena. So, of course, you got a good reputation. You got a solid character. Of course, you're going to be recommended for other places that are off the beaten path. Just saying, just saying. But yeah, all in all, yeah, this last weekend was definitely one for the books, for my books anyway. But yeah, I can't wait to get down to San Diego, revisit some of my old stomping grounds. You know, roll through the city, see how it's changed. Yeah. Fun times, gentlemen. Fun times. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And, of course, what more do I need to say, gentlemen? It's been fun up here. But, you know, got to close the page on this book. Start a new book down in San Diego. And I think it's going to be a whole lot funner, especially now that San Diego is definitely a little bit more conservative. Yeah, I think things are going to get a whole lot more interesting. But with that being said, you know, I'll catch you guys on the next one. So my next upload will be from San Diego. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.